Man, you should see how excited Audrey is today. She came rolling into the studio, and she has got a look going on.
I had 21 inches of brand new hair.
Uh-huh.
21 inches?
21 inches.
20, maybe even 22. I might be rocking on 22.
She's rolling on 22.
She's got so much hair, she don't even know how much it is.
I don't even know.
Where do you even get 22 inches of hair?
Well, you see, I don't know the answer to that question. But
can I ask a serious question?
Yeah.
How much does 22 inches of hair cost?
I would like you to guess as a man.
I will guess.
Okay, but I did get a home hookup, so she did not charge me for install.
Okay, so let's.
So this is hair only.
Really? Okay, hair only.
$1,100.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Sure.
$1,100.
Yep.
No, I'm gonna go like half that. $650.
No, Mahoney's closer.
What?
$1,101.
You son of a bitch.
Mahoney's closer. Mahoney's closer.
$1.
What was the price?
Like about a grand.
$1,000.
And if the install would have came along, it probably would have been, what, $1,400?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, man, this is the price it pays to have great mental health.
Is that
I'm just trying to feel good again.
Let me ask a dumb question.
Yes. It looks great, by the way.
Thank you.
It does.
$1,400.
And our friend who did it, she's great. Phenomenal.
She seriously really did a fantastic job. I am jaw on the floor. I feel like a brand new person.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
I'm really shocked.
It does. Yeah, it does look real. Is it real?
Does it feel like your natural hair?
Yeah, here. You can touch it. I can't feel it.
But is that like...
It's real hair.
I don't want to touch it, really.
Here, I'll touch it.
Yeah. It feels like real hair.
Is it from a human?
I think so.
Like, is that...
I hate to sound creepy, but it smells really good.
Yeah.
Ian just came in here and straight up Joe Biden Audrey this morning.
There's nothing better than the way that a hair salon smells. So I get that feeling. Yeah.
Well, the hair salons can go one or two ways.
$1,400.
Yeah, your wife hit me up in the DM asking about pricing.
She did not.
She said, "Wow, I need that."
Dave, you need another job.
I can't do it. I'm so tired.
It's gonna be fine. Yeah, I mean, it's worth it because it lasts like longer than half a year.
Again, you know, I've been bitching about not my wife cutting my hair, but like the cost of a haircut. So my wife has been cutting my hair since, you know, the pandemic started a couple years ago. And I'm okay with her level of doing it. She's gotten much better.
Your hair looks good, yeah.
I'm fine with it. It's not like...
It was janky there for a while.
But it was during the pandemic and she was learning.
But charge women for their hair is criminal, though, sometimes.
That is insane.
Like, I am, as a dude, like, because they mess up our hair, right? Like we shave it.
Cut it shorter. Yeah.
We look racist for like, you know,
3 weeks.
2 weeks.
And then it grows out. Yeah,
something like that. No, it's happened. Whereas like, I mean, if they mess your hair up,
it's a big deal.
That's like I've known so many people who have just cried after bad haircuts.
Yeah.
As adults.
Well, I was talking about this.
Because it takes months to fix.
It does. And I was talking about this yesterday. Whenever I was in college, it was whenever, like, the undercut was, like, really big in, like, the alt-girl world. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a pixie cut, and I'm going to do an undercut at the same time. And in that moment, I realized how blonde I really am. She took, like, a two-guard to my head. And I have platinum blonde, pretty much platinum blonde hair naturally.
Yeah.
I looked bald. I cried. That was probably the first time I cried in a really long. People thought I was losing hair. Like I was Jada Pinkett Smith. I was like rocking alopecia. It was bad. It was not good.
Mahoney, can I ask you a serious question?
Sure.
Would you ever consider getting extensions like this? Because if you got those same extensions, really?
Yeah, I mean it was for a Halloween outfit. I got
Is this when you went to Cher?
No, this isn't one I want to share.
Oh,
that was just a wig.
Okay.
I had one of my friends. This is before like extensions like this existed. This is, you know, many moons ago.
Right.
I went as a molded construction worker. So I just wore, it was back when I had abs, so I just wore a construction vest.
God, you were the worst.
And like some like old Navy carpenter pants.
Oh, yeah.
Rocking those shirtless. And then my
were you catcalling everyone?
And then my my best friend, she went as like Anna Nicole Smith the year before, so had all these like blonde extensions and put them into my hair for
nice.
Like a blonde ass mullet that I just wore a construction cap on.
Trim
spa baby.
You mean meth? That was just straight up speed.
Yeah. Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media @DaveandMahoney.
So I didn't know that this was a thing, but I guess that it is, and it is disgusting. Illegal meat from China is flooding into the United States.
What makes meat illegal?
Ugh. I mean, unregulated meat just sounds like a...
Give me that bootleg chicken leg.
Like, what did that chicken go through in order? Like, what, like, was he a felon? Like, what makes it illegal?
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like our meat process already in the United States is fairly loose. So yeah. The idea of importing illegal meat... But then you think
like,
about...
what's in a hot dog? How is that legal?
Ooh, but it's so juicy tasty.
How did somebody go, yeah, all right, that's fine.
Are these meats coming to take our jobs, Dave? Take illegal American meat jobs!
But when you think... So this is just where mine goes, right?
I'm just envisioning like everybody like freaking out over a wall over some like janky chicken legs. Bill, oh, God.
But it's a bunch mess. Of cows out there protesting. They're like, hey!
They took our curves. Taking their meat. So dumb. We're dumb.
But when I think about it, you know, how the pandemic started, you know, there's a lot of talk about those like wet markets and stuff over in China.
And I don't like that name either.
That's just dumb. Whatever, man. People eat different things than you. They think what we eat is weird. What they eat is weird.
But don't call it a wet market.
Yeah, don't call it a wet market.
You want a dry market?
No, honestly, keep the alliteration going. Give me a moist market.
A moist market. Like, I mean. Yes.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, because you don't want dry ass meats.
Yeah, because moist meat's good. Wet meat's not good.
That's not true. Wet burrito? Wet burrito?
Is wet a burrito a thing?
Yeah, man. Why should we put the sauce over the top?
That's what it's called, a wet burrito, when you just put the sauce on the top?
Yes, it's called that.
Don't shame me for not knowing these things.
Well, now you've learned.
Yeah.
A wet burrito. Sauce on top.
I'm married, man.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Who decided that when you spell something wrong in a text, you have to immediately text back the corrected word with the right spelling and then a little asterisk?
Message deleted.
It drives me so insane when it is the correct word and then it changes it.
At the last second after you click
like
send.
Like there.
No, I'm talking about like the other day. Like I was talking about we got something to eat and it changed it to we got something that are.
I hate that so much.
What are you doing?
It's really annoying. It drives me crazy. And I am one of those people that texts way too fast. So if there are any mistakes, I don't realize it until after.
But do you correct it?
And then I'm like, ugh.
Do you do the little star next to it, or do you just? Yeah, me too.
But asterisks, I feel like, isn't that something that we were taught to do? Why else would that be a thing? Why would it be indoctrinated into everyone's brain that that's how we do it?
I don't necessarily always put an asterisk. I put an asterisk if, man, more often than not, I don't use an asterisk. I use the equal sign. So because it's usually not like the last word. If it's the last word that's misspelled or whatever, sometimes, but. I'll use the equal sign.
Equal sign?
You use the equal sign?
Like, this equals this.
Oh, I see.
Like,
oh,
if the word is completely, if it's replaced or spelled wrong or whatever. Yeah.
Interesting.
That feels like a lot of work. I'm kind of surprised that of all people, you would do that.
That's a little extra effort.
Yeah. I'm very...
Because you're typing out the wrong word.
When it comes to texting, and this goes back to the T9 days with the, you know, the old school before emojis were a thing. I was all about the smileys because I believe, and I still believe, tone can often be misrepresented through text.
I agree. You have to put an emoji.
It doesn't matter who I'm texting, because if it can be taken the wrong way, I want to make sure it's taken the right way.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Grown men and grown women using emojis.
I use them.
I do it. Yeah.
Okay. Even in emails. I use them all the time.
It's made its way into my emails now.
So
really?
Yeah. Let me ask you this. With email etiquette, because I'll find myself doing this sometimes where I'll go through an email after I've typed it out and I'll be like, am I a psychopath? Like, why is there so many exclamation points? I'm not this excited.
Oh, I love exclamation points.
I'd go back and I'll remove exclamation points.
It's to convey kindness and, like, excitability.
I know, but then, like, there's a point of, like, just being crazy.
It's about tone. Again, this is all tone matters when it comes to writing.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be misinterpreted. I mean, really, that's a problem because it's like, you ever get one of those emails from somebody and you're like, I'm going to beat their ass.
It's because it comes off as passive-aggressive.
Every
or aggressive-aggressive.
Yeah. If there's an email and it says thanks at the bottom and there's not an exclamation point, I assume they're mad.
Thanks and a period.
That means I hate you. If I'm mad at you if I do that.
If I send you an email and there's nothing but periods, I'm saying, F you and your entire family for generations.
Okay, so I've got a question. What's Meanwhile, the best sign off?
If you're like, I hope you die in a fire, and then you put the laughing emoji, you're like, oh,
that's funny.
He's fun.
Yeah, that's
all
good.
That's good.
What's the best sign off, though? Whenever you do you like thanks?
Salutations.
Like best salutations.
How about the best comma?
Cheers.
cheers
is fun. I like cheers.
Okay. I cheers a lot. Yeah.
Cheers is your favorite?
I don't know if
I've
ever used
cheers.
It's
not my favorite, but that's like if I'm trying to convey
like on a Friday.
Ooh. Something's good.
Something's good. This is great. Cheers. I feel like it's just like so fake, Brit. Like I feel like we're trying so hard to be like
Brit. It
is
trying hard, yeah.
Cheers.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I just wanted to know if you guys had any stories where the opening act just made the headline act look like complete fools.
Message deleted.
Oh, all the time.
I feel like bands have gotten better about that over the years, though, where they'll throttle the amount of PA and pyro and all that stuff that the openers get intentionally.
Sure. I remember at one of our events, I was just blown away by every single act. The opener wasn't bad by any means, but we had like Grandson open for 30 Seconds to Mars. And I remember just being blown away by how fantastic Grandson was, that I was talking about that performance longer than I was Jared Leto coming out.
30 Seconds to Mars. They've been around for a long time, but their performance is always good. But you're right. Grandson brought something different. For me, it was the last show I saw before COVID hit, and it was a tour with Beck, Cage the Elephant, and the opener was Spoon. And Ian, I believe, was at this show as well. And Spoon, which is not – I mean, they're the –
You just have a real
spoon
thing.
Were we
for
just
spoons.
Talking about
spoon
this the
melted
day?
Faces that day.
Melted faces.
They did, man.
Do you think they put on a hell of a show?
Melted faces.
They've been around for decades. They know what they're doing. They're a well-oiled machine, and they blew that concert out of the water.
It's funny
and that's
that you
hard to do
that.
Because Cage and Beck both killed it that night too.
So Cage is the example that I was going to give is that Cage the Elephant. I forget who the headliner even was. But it was when Cage was relatively early on and most people hadn't heard of them outside of maybe a couple of songs. And they came out and they put on such a show that you're like, man, like whoever
He's
the headliners.
They're performers. Yeah. I remember there's a story where he went out, and I'm pretty sure this is whenever he was still doing shows in like Bowling Green, Kentucky. But he went out there and legit rocked so hard he rocked his pants off. He legit tore his pants in the front, and I'm not sure if he was wearing like you could see his junk. You could see his junk. So I mean, I feel like hearing that story first, I'm not shocked that they were so good live.
Still not as cool as the fact that Burt McCracken from The Used used to barf every time he was on stage because he would scream so hard.
Oh, Burt, he's doing better.
Is he?
He actually is.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I think
does he still throw up?
I don't think that's good
for
your
esophagus.
No, I think
that, I'm not sure. Was it the screaming or was it the heroin?
It was the yes, both.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's the biggest distraction in your life?
Message deleted.
My phone.
No question. Of course.
Social media.
Addicted.
Boobs.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Man, as you get ready to go to work today or thinking about the rest of the week or whatever it may be, just know that there is somebody out there who is going to retire soon, and they are going to make more talking about other people doing the job that they just retired from doing than they ever did actually doing the work that they did. I'm talking about Tom Brady, of course. I'm sure you heard about this deal, right? I mean, he's going to make $375 million over the course of 10 years just talking about people playing football as a commentator.
That's so great.
That's not a shock in any way, shape, or form. I actually, you know, I could have put that contract in the $400 million mark because he's going to get paid like a starting quarterback, like an elite starting quarterback in the NFL.
An elite starting quarterback today. But
yes.
I mean, like, over the course of his career, there's been many years where Tom Brady has made nowhere near
not even close.
$37.5 million.
No, not even close.
Even in his star years, winning Super Bowls, all that stuff.
As he's getting paid by the NFL in endorsements and other things. Yes, he has made infinitely more than that, but I mean,
they're saying he made about $500 million total throughout his NFL career.
Which is impressive.
Which is, I mean, that's impressive.
Without like a shoe line or a clothing line.
But that's $500 million over the course of 22 years,
yeah.
I think, is how long he's played.
Time.
So he's going to be making way more money. Imagine if they came to us and they're like, hey, you guys have had a hell of a run. We want you guys to retire from radio, but we just want you to sit here and talk about other radio shows and whether or not they're doing good, and we're going to pay you like twice as much.
I would be all in on that.
Wouldn't that be great?
But I mean, I'm not like this Brady, huge Brady fan or whatever, but I can respect what he's done, and what he's done in our lifetime will never be repeated. I mean, he has more Super Bowls than any single franchise combined.
I mean, I'm sure he's like, going to be great. That's wild. And I'm sure that Fox vetted this pretty thoroughly, but we don't even know how well he's going to be received by the public yet.
Well,
I mean, I don't know. I feel like he's got enough, a large enough following. And I think that people, who is old Pee Pants Magoo? What's his name? Tony Romo?
Tony Romo?
Yeah.
Now, he had one little dribble on his trousers.
Man, you don't recover.
Pee Pants Magoo. Sometimes you can't, sometimes you just don't shake it.
You don't have time. He's doing a broadcast.
You don't wear gray on broadcast.
Don't you hate on Romo? Romo
has
set the bar.
I mean, that's what I was going to say, is that I feel like he did, who has a larger following? Tony or
Brady?
Tom? Exactly. So,
no,
do we
Brady,
think he's going to be well
and
received?
Tony, I think, is making what, well, $20 million a year or something like that.
Tony's really good at it, and
but
I,
worked his
I mean.
Way into it. And think about Tom Brady. Nothing that Tom Brady does is going to be half-assed. That guy is wired to be the best at whatever he wants to do. Will he be the best? I don't know. But can we get a full-throated effort from him? Certainly. I have no doubt that he's going to bring a lot of insight, because even Romo's first couple of games, little shaky, but sure. Starting, you know, as
he's
a broadcaster, the scariest things that you do as a broadcaster are the first couple of broadcasts.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have no idea what to expect.
But he has fallen into a rhythm where I think Romo right now on television blows Aikman out of the water. Chris Collinsworth isn't even close to Aikman right now. Aikman is the best color commentator on TV right now.
What's wild is that because these contracts are getting so big, and you're talking about, you know, $37.5 million for somebody like Tom Brady. I mean, there was talk that Sean McVay, who just won the Super Bowl for the Rams, could potentially leave being the head coach of the Rams
and go to be a commentator.
Go be a broadcaster because there's so much money in it.
But that's not something that is unheard of, because we've seen that two times before. Obviously, John Madden kind of created that blueprint many years ago and became one of the biggest stars in all of sports, not just because of his commentating, but obviously his game,
video game
merchandising, all of that. And then we saw that with Gruden after that as well. Gruden went into the booth shortly after winning a championship, not too long, when he was still in his prime, and obviously went back, and that was a disaster, unfortunately for him. But for McVay to step out, I'm not, you know, you don't have the day-to-day like you do when you're running.
There's no pressure. It's the best gig ever. Like, all you do
you're
is
you're literally
go
Monday morning quarterbacking it just in real time.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
Mahoney, the truckers of America, they are the lifeblood that keeps this country moving. And I was talking with Ian, and he said, Dave, the month of April was just awful.
Dave, we've been...
It's just categorically terrible for truckers.
We've been celebrating and remembering these big loads lost well before it was ever in vogue.
Big loads spilled across the highways of America, and they may be gone, but they are not forgotten. This is In Memoriam.
We pause to remember those whose work is done. Sadly, a few were taken from us much too soon, with their best yet to come. Though they may be gone, they leave us a legacy that is eternal.
Burn up with the water.
We begin with an update on breaking news we've been following since 4 o'clock this afternoon. Chopper 2 live over I-80 eastbound, which is still shut down near Hobalt Road in Joliet because of a bad accident. The crash involves at least two trucks, one hauling cattle.
Real snarl there. Numerous cows had to be rounded up from the busy interstate. You can see some here in the grassy median, others corralled about a mile away.
Nothing can move out here. Nothing can get cleaned up until all the live animals that escaped are rounded up and secured in that replacement trailer that you see being brought in.
Mom and dad in violence. Song the country silence.
A truck driver has been arrested for DUI after a crash that spilled 2,000 gallons of hot asphalt into a Northern California river.
Oh,
now, this happened in Del Norte County last week. The U.S. Forest Service shared this photo from Six Rivers National Forest along Highway 199. The Forest Service says the asphalt binder leaked into the Smith River, but the material turns solid when cold, so it did not spread far.
You can see crews still working at the Harrison Avenue Ribault Road intersection. A large box truck overturned as they were trying to get onto the entrance to I-74 this afternoon. This is a picture sent to us shortly after that crash, and we've now learned that the truck was carrying flammable printer ink.
I think 420 was ruined.
You think so?
A lot of people after this happened. I think maybe. A crash leads to hundreds of pounds of marijuana scattered across a Missouri highway.
Yeah, and of course, yeah, it happened yesterday on 420. Shortly after noon, Missouri State Troopers responded to a crash on eastbound 70 in Callaway County. No one was seriously hurt in the three-vehicle crash, but it ended up with about 500 pounds of marijuana all over the interstate, as you see there. The 32-year-old man from Mexico now facing felony drug trafficking charges.
Yeah, that delivery never made it.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So I would like to pose you guys a very strange question to start today's Redneck Report. Who has an extra bucket of urine just laying around?
Oh, a hoarder.
It happens. It happens, man.
So a woman from St. Petersburg was arrested on Sunday after deputies said that she decided to fight a little bit dirty. According to the affidavit, Christine Marie Terman became upset with the man after his chicken pooped on her back patio.
Fair.
The county deputy said in the response that the woman got upset, stormed into her bathroom where she had an extra bucket of urine, walked out onto the patio, and threw the bucket of urine in the man's face.
That is the most foul thing I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Isn't that ratchet?
I mean, kind of gives a new definition of P-U. P yeah. and U.
Yes. Very true.
They did have a mugshot of her, and I will say that if I could describe it in hopefully a clever way, it would be a cold sore Christine is what I would call her.
Cold sore. Yeah. Does she have a big old...
Big old, yeah. Like, it looked like half her face was melting
off.
Oh,
that's so sad.
Well, I mean, it's even more sad for the guy who got a face full of her urine.
Oh.
Some people pay good money for that. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, some people pay good money for that not to happen.
Exactly. Christine, find the right market. You know, you're going about your business practices the wrong way. That's all we have here is just a miscommunication.
I just wonder, because my brain always goes here. It always just goes a little too far into thought land. And whenever I'm sitting here thinking of a bucket full of urine, how long has it been sitting there? And what form, like what state does urine stay in? Like, does it get gelatinous? Like,
yeah,
does it stay,
turns into jello.
Cannot. Can you imagine if it really did? Like, if it turned, like, if you had to, like, kind of, like, take the bucket and shake it a few times.
Hit the bottom of the bucket.
Before it came out.
Dave, speaking of the mugshot.
Oh, no.
She has a mullet.
She does.
She has a mullet and a cold sore.
I didn't know we were at this segment. Gross. She's got a fierce mullet, actually. Very nice.
So, I mean, her middle name is Marie, so it could be Mullet Marie or Cold Sore Christine. I mean,
there
really we have go. A lot of
either way.
A lot of things. So, honey, you enjoy driving maybe more so than anyone else that I know. Like, you like to just enjoy a nice casual drive
it's
from place to place.
It's one of the things I do to clear my head. I love listening to the radio. I put on music, and I just kind of drive because it's a mindless activity. Yet you're moving and scenery is changing. So for me, yes, I love driving.
Even with these gas prices?
Even with these gas. I mean, I luckily haven't been in my feels too much lately.
Oh, you haven't been emo?
Been a hot minute, you know.
But putting on some music and just going for a nice, in this case, a nice leisurely Sunday morning drive. You know, there's something about a Sunday drive. The roads are normally pretty clear. This young man, his name is Donald Spencer Cagle, 29 years old. Donald Spencer Cagle, 29, from Clearwater. He went out driving Sunday morning, 6:01 a.m. He got pulled over, and the reason why is because somebody noticed that as he was driving, he was in and out of consciousness.
Happens.
Yeah.
To the best of us.
What's interesting is that he was driving at over 100 miles per hour as he was dozing off.
Okay.
And you're like, well, maybe he was in a rush to get home because he knew how tired he was. You know, had a long night, something like that. When the cops did finally catch up to him, they said, what's in the baggie? And he said, meth.
Well, he's just honest.
How long ago were you doing meth? And he said, a little while ago.
How long was a little while ago?
I've never done meth, but I thought that a meth was very much an upper. Like, to fall asleep
if you're crashing. If
on meth?
Well, I mean,
either that
you
or
crash?
You've been up for 4 days already.
Yeah.
That could be it.
And your little while ago was, 4 days ago.
Mm-hmm. That could be it. be safe out there. And finally, to round things out today, since we started with urine, we'll finish with urine.
Okay. Full circle moment.
Yeah, this is in Fayetteville, a Walmart there. Police arrested a woman who they say stripped and urinated on the floor of the Fayetteville Walmart.
Do you put down one of those slippery when wet yellow signs?
Do you have to come kick that up? She did have a profanity lace tirade and then hit an employee in the face. I guess this woman, her name is April Barrow. She's 40 years old, was searching for prophylactics, and she started cursing at employees and throwing at them.
Do they have them locked up? Is that one of the places?
And so the answer, of course, is to evacuate your bowels.
At least she was being safe.
If she was not able to hold her urine while searching for prophylactics, I feel like she needs to go back and talk to the first man, Dr. Kegels or whatever his name was,
Dr. Kegels.
Some like exercises to where she can strengthen her ability to hold her urine. I don't know.
No, let's give her let's not have her reproducing.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, I drive one of them blue smiley vans all over South Florida. And I keep telling everybody about your station. I think you guys owe me something, at least.
Message deleted.
We love people that spread the good word of our radio show. We do owe you something, sir. I'll tell you what, next time that you and I see each other, I'll give you a hearty... Audrey. A hearty back rub.
Oh, not even a kiss?
Over the shirt.
You any kind of rub you want.
Oh.
Back rub.
Forward rub.
Foot rub.
Side rub.
Inner thigh.
A happy rub.
Consensually.
Thunder zone rub.
Florida's somehow the inner thigh is much more romantic because
you get stressed there. You get stressed there.
Have you ever done yoga or like a yoga class? Okay, I'm about to tell you something that is a little embarrassing.
Go.
Have you ever done a yoga class and they make you like stretch in a position and they say for women you hold a lot of your emotional stress in your hips. So whenever you stretch, and I have done this in yoga, I will weep. Straight up cry in yoga.
Kidding.
Is it better?
It's so embarrassing.
Like stretching away the stress.
Yes.
Because like in the morning, I don't know about you, but there's
like a big stretch.
It's not even so much the upper body stretch. It's the lower when you like push out.
Yep.
You point your toes like you're a ballerina, and you just push your like thighs as far as they can go, and it just feels like it's basically orgasmic.
Mahoney, that's why I cry. Like I legit, it's hard for me to go to yoga because I know that I'll leave. Like post weep, like I will have cried for however long it takes.
Wow!
That
seems really healthy. Actually,
you
should do that
really
more often. Yeah.
Well, because especially in hot yoga, like everything is like loosened up, and yoga is hard. By the way,
yoga is awful because it's so hard.
Anybody who tells you different is such a liar. Right. Add a goat or two. I've done puppy yoga, so then you're just crying because you've got puppies crawling all over you, all over the place.
Sounds wonderful.
Goat yoga, not so much. There's lots of poop. Not a big fan of the goat yoga. And they crawl all over you.
I don't want a small goat pooping on me.
Well, no, they're full grown goats.
I would want baby goat yoga.
You get like the goats that like Ian watches sometimes, Dolly, like the huge ones.
See the comment that Ian just left in the chat? He said, "Does anyone else get excessive dryness on their inner thigh next to your boys? Just me?
Like you got asthma?
Like you know what I'm talking about? Like
like chafy?
I just get excessive. Like I'll be completely honest with you, it's a different like color.
Yeah, mine's on my shins.
Really?
That's eczema, fellas. I'm pretty sure.
I have eczema next to my
psoriasis,
boys.
I believe, is joints. Eczema is everywhere else. So, if I recall correctly,
cortisone. I don't mean to be too forward, but I mean, would you like me to lotion you?
Do you want to?
I don't want to, but I will.
Do you put a lotion in that area on a regular basis?
That's my concern.
And if there's already lotion there, like
Vaseline.
You just keep going.
No, you don't use Vaseline. Vaseline doesn't rehydrate
should. You put Vaseline on top of your lotions. It locks it in. It's a barrier.
That's a lot of work.
She said next to your boys, it's eczema.
Ew.
Eczema.
Ew.
Because eggs.
All right, I got to go see a doctor. Right, thanks.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Large lovers. Love you.
largely.
Message deleted.
Large lovers love you largely.
Is that like the?
It's a bit of a tongue twister. I think that's how you
quick
warm
brown
up your
goat jumps over the lazy ass hippo.
That's how you get your tongue going in the morning.
Mine is jiggle little open.
Whoa.
That's a family
yes,
show.
Yes, please.
You don't have tongue twisters that you guys use?
No.
Lips, teeth, tip of the tongue, jiggle little
no,
open.
No, that's why we have a blooper reel every Friday.
Because we're bad at this.
Everyone's mad that gas has hit $5, but no one is talking about beef jerky prices.
Message deleted.
Beef jerky has always been expensive.
That's exactly why. Right. You don't even notice. Every time you go to buy beef jerky, even in the best of times,
that dry-ass Sbarro whatever jerky, which I will never use because you're like you thought Stephen A. Smith was going to be a great mascot for your jerky years ago. Just that jerky is straight up ass.
I don't like the price
expensive.
To how much you get ratio.
You got
to
go artisan jerky. That's the only way.
Artisan jerky?
Yeah, there's a couple artisan jerky places.
But you got
like boutique jerky.
He's got a jerky guy.
Who doesn't have a jerky guy?
Well, Ian does now.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So as you guys know, I just had my fourth kid. And my,
you keep saying that's your final kid.
It is my final kid.
Yeah.
You haven't had a vasectomy yet, though.
I have not. And my wife actually made a joke about that on her Instagram the other day.
She's like,
hey, I had the fourth, and then that makes me want the fifth. LOL, just kidding. I'm too tired. And then I was like, but you're just kidding, right? Like, we're not having a fifth.
I mean, might.
So no, I'm going to get a vasectomy.
So you're not going to have any sort of relations until that happens.
Well, I mean, there's different kinds of relationships.
No, man.
Yeah,
no, not when you're married. You're
not with four kids.
No, there's not.
Get out of here.
Who am I kidding?
Yeah, there's relations, and then there are no relations.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
There's relations with her and by myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's about it. No, but
so
the reason why I bring it up, though, is because like I really do need to get a vasectomy, but because of all the stuff going on with the Supreme Court, like people have been, there's been a 99% increase in searches for vasectomies.
Does that seem low? That seems low to me.
Does
I feel
it?
Like it would more, that's like only doubled. So a 99% increase means it essentially just doubled.
So, I mean, okay, so here's my thing. Is that going to, because inflation's a thing, right? Supply and demand. Are the cost of vasectomies going to go up?
They're saying, yeah, it's entirely possible.
What
so
does a vasectomy cost?
It's going to be a couple thousand.
I was looking into it, and there's like a pretty big range. Like you can get a $300 vasectomy?
Oh, no.
No, that's like the same thing with any plastic surgery.
You don't want bootlegs.
Right.
Yeah, you don't get a you do not get the bootleg, especially like when it comes to your face or your junk. You never go cheap.
So if there's anyone listening today that does vasectomies and you want to, because there's also like $3,000
vasectomies.
I can't have my sister-in-law operating on my nuts.
I mean, just put a sock over it.
She's like a world-class surgeon.
I know, but I can't have...
She, like, does all
you
that stuff...
You look just like your brother. I bet it kind of looks the same down there, too.
There's a family resemblance.
But what if it doesn't?
Oh, no.
And that's how Dave found out he was adopted.
Okay, so, but, like, yeah, your sister-in-law, she's gotta know.
No, I want the level of separation here. I don't want it, like, to be all in the family. I'm just saying...
I want somebody I know to do it.
You want somebody that you know...
They're gonna take care.
You know what's funny? My brother has a good friend who's an emergency room doctor, and like he does, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff all the time. But you know, another one of his friends is I believe a general surgeon, and he wanted the vasectomy. And so instead of like going in and doing the procedure as you would, he's like, "Yeah, we just grabbed a couple of beers and went out into the garage, and you took care of it." And I was like, "Oh my god!"
Are we allowed to tell that story on air? Does that violate some sort of like medical
ethics codes
or something?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
Like,
no.
Should you be doing surgery in your
garage? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you got
you should not. No.
Yeah, you should not, but I'm just saying, yeah, I gotta get this.
I would want somebody I know to do my vasectomy.
I think so, too. And I mean, because, I mean, they're professionals.
You guys, my entire radio career, I have wanted to get my nuts sponsored. And so this is my opportunity.
You're going to be like a NASCAR?
833-YO-DUMMY. Sponsored Dave's Newts.
Yo!
Fast food freakouts.
If I wasn't in this car, man, I'd come in there and kick your ass.
Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Fast food freakouts. Real freakouts that happen in fast food restaurants across our great nation. Sometimes we go international with these. Question is, can you figure out which fast food restaurant the freakout happened in based on the audio? There are little clues in there, Mahoney. You have an exceptionally keen ear for the fryer at McDonald's.
I mean, it's a distinct sound. I mean, when you think about fries being done, nothing. makes you more your mouth more watering than thinking about them hot, fresh, golden McDonald's fries.
They're top tier. There's no other competition.
Yeah. Audrey, you're really good at determining which fast food restaurant it is based on the interactions at the drive-thru.
Yeah, I'm good at like understanding the social aspect of it. So yeah. We'll see. So Mahoney and I are working together today.
Yeah, you're working together. Everyone that is listening along today, you can chime in at 833-YO-DUMMY. If you have an opinion on it, you can call or text that number anytime. And then, of course, everyone in the chat as well, twitch.tv/DaveMahoney.
So Audrey, we're Voltron in this bitch.
All right, let's go.
That's right.
Good luck. The first one is a woman upset because she has to pull up and wait for her order. So we're going to start with a drive-thru. Let's have a listen.
What's your name? You the new manager?
I'm the manager.
Damn, two more minutes. I'm going to ask you next time I come, can y'all please have some fresh cookies? Because I literally call and make orders every time. It's not fine. Damn, for three cookies? I got to pull up for three cookies? Where's my money? Can I have my money? Damn. All right, hurry up then, because that's what you said. You said you was going to give me my money, so give me my money. Give me my money. Give me my money.
Oh, God, I wish that lady...
Okay, so fresh cookies.
I wish the worst upon her.
She called, though. I don't know. I fresh cookies, it's got to be...
There's only a couple places that have
McDonald's,
cookies.
McDonald's, KFC.
Carl's Jr.
Does Carl's Jr. have fresh cookies?
Carl's Jr. Really? Does, okay. But obviously they don't because they're not one of our list.
I know.
So McDonald's would be the number one that comes to mind.
All right, so here are the three choices. A, Burger King. B, McDonald's. Or C, Subway.
No, it's got to be McDonald's.
She's not driving through a Subway.
No, there's Subway drive-thrus.
There is.
Yeah,
but
she's not driving through a Subway.
Okay. But it's McDonald's.
It's 100% McDonald's.
You guys are 100% right.
Also, you thought that was going to be a good idea to upload this and put it on the internet?
Yeah. Like she was recording it.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Like, why are you, like... you are just outing yourself for what kind of garbage human being you are.
I just want to know, Ian, whenever you're like collecting these videos, what is the take in the comment section? Because a lot of times people like Mahoney and Dave are saying they're thinking they're doing something by posting it, even though they're in the wrong, and then the comment section is just ripping them apart.
Oh, the comment section, some of those comments are borderline illegal. Some of the threats that they make at people like this.
Geez.
But, you know, the things that we think in our head.
No,
but unfortunately, they put it in the comments.
I wish bad things upon people who treat people in the service industry poorly. Bad people.
My question is, she's so upset about moving forward. What were you going to do in those 3 minutes that's going to be so monumental that you are that upset about losing that time?
The only time I get somewhat, not even mad, but I'm just like, really? It's when there's literally nobody behind me. That's the only time, but I get it. You're trying to fix your wait time. But we've got phones now. If it was 20 years ago, we didn't all have cell phones on demand. But, like, you're just going to pull up into that spot and surf the internet or surf social media anyway. So what's
give
the big deal?
Give me my money.
Oh, my God.
Give me my money.
That's triggering. Okay.
All right, here we go. On to number two. This is a Karen saying that the staff at this particular store, the whole staff, needs to be retrained.
Practice with it, whatever the you think you need to do to get your right, because nobody's taught you. When you go to any establishment to get food,
all right,
you motherfuckers have not had your together the entire time I walked in here.
Okay, lots of echo, lots of air noises.
This feels chickeny.
Chickeny.
This feels chickeny to me.
All right, Dave, what's our options?
A, Subway. B, Jimmy John's. Ooh. C, Firehouse Subs.
Ooh, I'm way wrong.
Are we able to
not
hear
a
just a little bit more of maybe like the beginning or end?
It's not a Firehouse.
You listening for that echo in
I'm
there?
Just trying to hear something.
Okay. It's too big for a
practice
Subway.
Practice with it. Whatever the f*** you think you need to do to get your right. Because nobody's taught you.
Yeah, there you go.
Doesn't that feel like a video camera feed of the audio? Was that a video camera feed, Ian?
No, that was just a low quality cell phone
Oof.
Video.
Okay,
ooh,
so
that may probably play. Was it an employee's phone or her phone?
That was actually a fellow customer.
Oh, okay. Mm. Dave, options one more time, please.
Subway, Jimmy John's, or Firehouse Subs?
I want to say Subway.
I mean, there's more Subways in America
I
than
know,
any
ratio.
Other any other like
period.
Restaurant chain.
Yeah.
Period. Yes. Ah, man.
It's better at Jimmy John's.
I feel like you know what your expectations are going into a Subway, so I feel like, you know, Jimmy John's, they pride themselves on Freaky Fast.
Freaky Fast.
So I feel like people could get Freaky Mad. Freaky Fast.
No. I think we might have a split decision. Are we allowed to do that?
You are, sure. The chat is saying Subway.
I'm saying Subway.
Subway would be where the odds are, but my heart tells me this is a Jimmy John's.
Okay, we're splitting decision.
Mahoney, you are incorrect, sir. Audrey, well done. Batting 1,000 today, 2 for 2.
You need a triple bypass surgery because your heart is wrong.
Hey, man, don't put that out there. My wife's listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Help the blood test. She's going to make me stop eating cheese.
Let's see if Audrey. That's your biggest fear.
You know how bad this show's going to be when I have to stop eating cheese? You think you've worked with some a-holes in the past? Wait till that day happens.
Final one. Let's see if Audrey can go 3 for 3. This is a woman just straight up trashing the place.
Okay. Man, call the police.
No, you're good.
Okay. Out of here.
When you come back.
Okay. Out of here.
Okay.
Was she this is like Hulk? A grocery store? So, why was what all those
I'm
beeps?
Feeling it's either an Arby's or a Wendy's, like, because the chairs.
That sounds like a Russian hypersonic missile. Jeez.
She was actually, she was taking her grocery bag and she was hitting the plastic barrier.
So it is a grocery store. I heard those beeps.
Wow, that is a move.
It's not a grocery store.
Oh, though. It's not? What are those beeps then? Okay, so, what are our options?
Tim Hortons, Dunkin' Donuts, Burger King.
Duncan.
Wow, guys.
Unbelievable.
We did it.
That's how we do. That's how we do.
3 for 3.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Anybody else wake up with some Ren and Stimpy eye crust this morning? Holy smokes.
Message deleted.
I don't know how they sold that to Nickelodeon back in the day as a kid show, but God bless them. I loved some Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy, great. Back to the eye crust talk, though. I mean, I don't get eye crust as an adult. I remember as a kid.
You don't? Why do you think that it's not in your adult years?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I got it a lot as a kid. I just distinctly remember the times, like if I had pink eye or something like that. Has this ever happened to you? It's like the worst thing in the world. You wake up and your eyes are stuck.
Oh, yeah, shut.
Shut. Because there's eye bug.
That is disgusting.
Yeah. I've had that happen once.
I mean, my eyes definitely have like eye crusties in them, but I think it's is it crusties? Is it salt? Is it what is it? Like,
nastiness.
Do you ever wonder if like you could season something with it? Because if it's salty, like could you put it on a French fry?
You are ratchet. That is why would you even
there's
think
somebody
that?
Out there who would buy your
that's what
eye
I'm
crust.
Saying. Like yeah. somebody
I mean, people are buying farts in a jar.
I mean,
why
that,
would they buy that's intangible.
You're right.
You know, like whereas this is a tangible you can touch eye crust.
Didn't your parents used to call it like fairy dust or something like that? Fairy crust?
Something like
fairy
that.
Crust.
Fairy crust. that's like the crackhead version. the tooth stealer.
A lot lizard.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of weird that we have like a fairy that comes and like steals your teeth in the middle of the night? I mean, like, what is she doing with all of those?
No, she pays for them, stealing. It's a fair trade.
It's transactional, but I mean, like, what is this fairy doing with all these teeth?
She's got a room full of teeth.
That is disturbing.
Man, can I tell you, my 6-year-old daughter just lost her front tooth. You know, it'd been real loose, and so she's like, it was just
you
like
tie a string to kind it?
Of dangling. We did try to tie the string to
the
it,
door.
But she didn't want to like not to the door, just like a little bit of floss and like. And she's like, no, I want to let it, you know, fall out naturally. And it did.
I pulled them all out.
But she has this little tin that she'll put her tooth in and puts that under the pillow. And in the tin, she took a little piece of paper and wrote 100, please. She was hustling
atta
me
girl.
For a Benjamin.
Listen, I mean, if the tooth, inflation. The tooth cost has gone up.
I spelled please wrong.
How'd she spell it?
No E on the end.
What?
I mean, I got a fiver.
100
like,
plus.
In the 80s. What is $5 in like 1986 money?
So you would have like $50 now.
$186.
$6.
I mean, for real. It's probably like, I mean, the inflation cost from the 80s.
It's only $13.
$13.
So, I mean, if you put it like $15 down there, I feel like $15.
She got a 20. She got a 20.
Give her a dub?
It's a front tooth, though. That's a front tooth.
Okay.
Big tooth? One of the big two?
One of the big two, yeah.
Yeah, it's a dub. That's worth 20.
That's 20
That's
bucks.
A dub. Yep.
That's 20 bucks.
I don't know. I feel like she deserved that 100. I mean, the cost of a tooth,
you
mean...
You want to chip into
tooth.
That fairy fund?
Yeah, I mean,
That's a prime
too. And Audrey want to come in here and kick down some?
No, man. I'm just supporting her and her healthy habits.
You should have said you
ask what you
her
what
healthy
you deserve,
hustle
baby.
Is what's going on.
Ask for what you deserve.
You should have told her that you had a sit down with the tooth fairy and you decided that you were just going to pay. She was going to pay for the teeth up front.
Yeah, you're a bad
negotiator.
So $100
for the whole mouth.
You're a bad negotiator. So that's it. Is what it is.
Are you going to become a tooth agent? Is that what you just you have a whole stable of young children who you're negotiating the price of their teeth?
I mean, I really can't get rid of this thought of the thinking of some wacko fairy coming through and like, does she have a house made of teeth?
Oh, that's somehow less creepy than a dirty Easter bunny hopping around pooping out eggs for you to go find.
We have some weird creatures that come around children.
A fat guy in a red suit comes down your chimney.
Come sit on my lap and ask for toys.
Yeah, and leave some cookies for me.
We need Krampus here in America.
Yeah, we do.
That's why.
Yeah, we do.
We are in the state of the world that we have right now is because Krampus is not a thing here. And if you don't know about Krampus, he eats kids.
Mm-hmm.
He eats kids.
He eats the bad kids. You're a bad kid, Krampus is going to eat your ass.
Well, who's eating the bad adults? Because I feel like there's more of those. And I feel like that's just a way to traumatize children.
We got
to
shower first.
Anyone at the bar?
What is the single best thing you can order at Taco Bell?
Message deleted.
Ooh, my order
not
just changed.
Not even close. Cheesy gordita crunch.
Chalupa. Nacho cheese chalupa.
Okay, so wrong. It's a crunch, whatever you just said.
Cheesy gordita crunch.
I just started getting
those.
You're
on board?
Because my original order used to be 3 hard tacos, a chicken quesadilla, and nacho fries since they brought them back.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe if I'm feeling extra drunk, some other type of burrito that sounds good. But now I am just on the cheesy whatever crunchy thing.
That I can't believe
you just told you the name of it twice. You can't remember it? Try.
Cheesy gordita crunch.
I go 7 tacos, no lettuce.
Seven
tacos, no lettuce.
Can you even get a 7? What?
7 tacos, no lettuce. Jesus. 2 orders of the cheesy fiesta potatoes.
My God.
Heck yeah.
Are they surprised when you pull up and it's not a school bus?
A nacho cheese chalupa. And a order of chips and cheese.
No, man. They never.
And it's $18.96.
The best.
The David Mahoney Morning Show. Every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
Hello?
I thought you had something to add.
Oh, no. Nothing worth anything.
Oh, cool.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show.
So I can only bring this up now because I'm fairly sure that my wife is out of the car and no longer listening this morning.
You're playing a dangerous game, my friend. I've done this before.
This is what I owe the audience, though, Mahoney. I have to do this. I'm choosing my shot.
What do you have to say today, Dave?
All right. So, as you know, I went down to the beach with the wife and the kids for her mom's 60th birthday, and it was a good trip.
Took a couple days off the show. A
couple of days off. Good trip. But, you know, 60th birthday for her mom, so big celebration the whole bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever been to Newport Beach or any beach, you know that it's very tight as far as, like, in between the houses and parking and everything else. We rented a place that had enough parking in the garage for one vehicle because there was also some bikes that were in there, but really one vehicle. And we parked our vehicle in the garage. And then her brother, who also rented a smaller SUV, parked kind of behind the garage. It wasn't blocking the garage, but it was sort of blocking it. So point is, I'm pulling out of the garage and I'm in my wife's vehicle because we took, you know, the kids down there and everything else, and she's got a big SUV. It's like as long of an SUV basically as you can get. And I'm pulling out of the garage and her brother's car is parked there, so I can't cut quite as tight of an angle as I want to. And I'm backing up and you know, it's got the little backup camera, which is helping, but it doesn't beep like my car does. Does your car beep?
Mine does not, but I like the cars that do beep.
And my car will like actually panic beep. Like when you're getting real close to someone, beep, 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 beep.
If a car's driving by, it'll beep.
Okay, so it does
but
that.
But not
that's
if
nice.
I'm getting close to an object.
My car does it where it like panic beeps, and then it'll just straight up just like a tone if you're about to hit something. Mm-hmm. My wife's car does not do that. And so, yeah, Beef just said Dave pulled a Mahoney. I sure did. And I ran into the neighbor's house.
The house?
I was like, well, yeah. I mean, it's like the house is
okay,
the next
Billy
thing.
Joel.
I know. I mean, it was just like a little bump, and, you know, like, the neighbor had the door open, and I was like, I got out of the car, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, the neighbor's going to come out here. I'm going to tell him I ran into his house. I looked at his house. There's no damage to the house, thankfully.
Okay.
Because, you know, he had, like, stucco or whatever, and it was just a little bump.
Yeah.
And
I
looked at the wife's, like, bumper, and there was just, like, a little bit of stucco kind of
on it.
And so you could just kind of wipe it off. There's just a couple little marks. But then I realized and this is the part that I shouldn't be bringing up, that it kind of like it buckled the quarter panel just a little bit. And I haven't told her yet, and she hasn't noticed yet. And I feel like I have passed the point
of telling her.
And so now I'm debating whether or not I should not tell her.
Well, how did they fix that? Like, would you have to get a whole new bumper? Like, I mean, is it a fixable thing?
It's probably. I try to just kind of push it back in, and I can't.
Can you get, like, hot water and pour it over it?
Yeah.
Isn't that a thing?
Cold water. Shrink it.
I think it has to be hot water to bend it.
Is that really a
thing? Like boiling water or something like that? Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Sin City Ninja. He said, I hate when houses jump out at me, too. So now I'm debating whether or not I should not tell her. And then when she notices, be like, what did you do?
Don't you put the, oh, my gosh.
Blame it on. No.
I swear, Dave, if you do that, I'm gonna text her right
don't
now.
Don't you do it.
No, I mean, don't you flip the script on her.
But
if
she doesn't know it was me, then maybe I can get away with
it. So the only thing that's kind of annoying about that is that whenever it's things that you don't damage yourself, it becomes like a, oh, man, sort of situation.
If it was my car, I'd just be like, whatever, that sucks. Like, now I have to fix it. But, you know, because it's her car, I'm like...
Was there any damage to any part of the car before? Did she keep that car, like, pristine?
It's not that noticeable, though. Eh?
It's not very noticeable. No, the car is in pretty good shape, other than what I did.
Dave.
Maybe Duke ran into it head first.
Ah, blame one of the stupid kids. Yes.
Show us.
Medic intelligence.
Show us.
What about intelligence?
Show us.
The Tide Pod Challenge.
Show us your talk.
So Audrey famously loves herself some TikTok. She'll just scroll for hours on end sometimes.
It's quite disgusting. And I actually was trying to show a TikTok to our friend Natalie yesterday. And I was scrolling and scrolling and scrolling through all my liked TikToks. And I couldn't find the one that I was trying to show her because I've liked so many TikToks since the original that it just got lost in the sauce.
Well, today's Show Us Your Talk is a grandma. And a very entertaining grandma at that. And I guess this particular grandma just gets asked random questions and then answers them on TikTok. Is that right?
So this is actually, a lot of avenues that your algorithm can take you to, right? Mm-hmm. So you have prison talk, there is ick talk, podcast talk, all kinds of things. So I would say that this probably
what is ick talk? Is ick, that just
like, gross so whenever stuff? you're talking about icks that other genders give. Okay. So it's like if you see a guy's butt crack, that gives the girls the ick.
Oh, I thought you meant like just I like weird talk, which there's Tom Segura's wife, Christina P., who has a new series out on Netflix. She is one of the best TikTok curators of oddities. Okay. Out there, all which right. That's the only kind of form of TikTok that I love, the cringe talk.
So, and actually, Dave, this was sent to me from Ian. Ian is showing us a little bit of what his, and I'm curious, Ian, how far did you have to deep dive into your algorithm to where you started getting grandma talk?
All right, so I don't
have. First thing out of the gate.
I actually don't have TikTok, so I get a lot of the talks from the reels on Instagram like a week later.
Oh, okay, it's because you're an adult.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, you're an adult.
You know what? So I happen upon this grandma, and she actually has quite a following both on TikTok and on Instagram, and it's mostly for being just a grandma. She's your cliche grandma, and she answers questions sometimes, and she also just posts random videos. So we have a collection of hers today. The first one is her giving her funeral wishes.
Her own funeral?
Her own funeral.
Okay.
These are my rules at my funeral. Listen up. You could cry, but don't cry too much. Don't make a fool of yourself. Bertha is not invited. Don't let her in. And you better get drunk afterward. Take a shot for me.
Those are pretty good. I like the Bertha out. Don't
get
cry
Bertha
too much.
Out of there.
And drink. Those
what if
are, that's good.
Name's Bertha and you're not big.
Then you're just baby Bertha.
Baby Bertha.
Oh,
that's cute.
Okay.
That's cute.
It's pint size.
All right, so impressed by the first reel there from her. Like that's solid advice. What are we going on to next?
So this is her talking about boyfriends.
All right.
I don't have a boyfriend, and I don't want it. And if I want one, I could have four or five of them if I want. But I don't want to associate with nobody.
Yeah, girl.
Nobody.
I mean, that is the mood for the entire summer.
But I don't want to associate with nobody.
With nobody.
I could have four or five of them if I wanted to.
Just the confidence.
I mean, because we're listening to it, not seeing her. Is she, I mean, would you say that she could have four or five boyfriends if she wanted to, or does she look like a fairly standard issue grandma?
She looks right off the presses grandma.
I don't want to call shenanigans on her, but I'm going to call shenanigans because at that age, it's the one time in a man's life where that turns around, like where they have the kind of the pick of
the litter.
Yeah, because we as men die off early. Yeah. So any of the old guys that are still left are hot commodities. So mm-hmm. I don't know if she has her pick of four or five.
Maybe she likes women. You know,
she did say boyfriends, though.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
She did. Now, she was also asked by a viewer if she's going to have an OnlyFans account.
Oh, boy.
Unfortunately, she got a little bit confused.
What are you talking about, OnlyFans? Who has OnlyFans? Not me. I always had air conditioners upstairs, downstairs. And I don't use the fans. Today you don't use it. It's gorgeous.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So as usual, yesterday Mahoney was out getting his daily exercise, just cruising around his neighborhood, power walking.
Trying to be a good neighbor, mm-hmm. you know, and trying to be a good partner to my wife. My wife says if I don't go walk and I don't eat healthier, she's going to murder me.
Is quality time?
And if she murders you, that's going to be difficult for her moving forward, I imagine. So that's how you're mm-hmm. spending your quality time, is by walking with her. That's important.
Walking with her. She wasn't with me yesterday. She was at work. Okay. But I was out walking around my neighborhood kind of begrudgingly. I've been kind of in a funk when it comes to exercising lately.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that. Same thing with my eating habits. I'm just kind of letting it go.
You don't want to be too sexy this summer. You know, if you had like the full-on rock in the summer bod, it'd just be unfair to everyone else.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm doing this for her. Mm-hmm. I'm making myself less appealing for you.
Right.
So I'm walking through my neighborhood, and you know, I've got a route that I walk, and it's about a mile each lap that I do. I walk down all the little cul-de-sacs and stuff like that. Yeah. And as I'm walking down one of the streets in my neighborhood, there's a car that's sitting there, and there's a thing of keys sitting on top of the car. And the door wasn't open. There was nobody around. The keys were just sitting literally on top of the car in front of the house.
Fairly clear that somebody had just probably got out of their car and forgot their keys while they were grabbing
something. Maybe they were doing
something.
Yeah. Maybe they were going to run in and run out. And so I'm like, okay. It's middle of the day. Not a lot's going on. I'm not going to do anything about it right this second. So I do my lap. So about 15, 16 minutes later, I'm coming back to the same point in my neighborhood. Keys are still there.
Okay.
So I'm like, they're clearly not going to be coming out anytime soon.
Yeah, nobody just leaves their keys for 15 or 16 minutes on the top of their car. They've clearly forgotten them. So what do you do about it?
So I grab them, being the good neighbor that I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I go up to the house, and they don't have like a Ring doorbell or anything like that. And I just kind of give it a gentle knock, not like a cop knock, not super aggressive, because we don't have solicitors in our neighborhood. Nobody's coming in. So getting a knock on your door is rare. So anytime I get a knock on my door, I assume it's one of my neighbors, and I go and I answer it. I knock on the door, and I hear from the inside, "Go away!"
Oh.
And I'm like, I knock again, gently, like I'm not a solicitor. It's like, hey, this may be important. Go away! And at that point, I'm like, well, what do I do now? I'm holding your keys, and I was trying to do something nice.
Did you put the keys back on the car?
No. No, I did not.
What'd you
do? Mahoney's got a new Maserati.
No, I mean, if it was a cool car, I probably would have moved the car. No, I just threw them in their yard.
You did?
And just walked away.
You threw
them
in the yard?
Wait, like you threw them or you placed them?
No, I just like tossed them into the... It's not like there's like a bunch of grass. It's
pretty petty.
It's a bunch of rocks. So I just threw them. So good luck finding your car.
Wait, wow. But like, so why didn't you just put the keys back on the car? Also, this feels
No, because I didn't want the car. I was still kind of doing my part. Not to get the car stolen.
Do you know this family?
No, I don't know this.
This feels domestic-y to me. This gives me the domestic ick. Like, what do you mean? Like, you were just like screaming, "Go!"
It was a man who was screaming, "Go away!"
I know.
He was probably in the middle of something by himself.
You think he was pooping?
No, I just think he was a dick.
That could have been it, or he could have been taking care of business.
And when one dick encounters another one,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's
doesn't work. Devil's threesome.
Glitz. Glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Well, that dude who appears to be a little nutty that attacked Dave Chappelle on stage is staying in jail for now.
That's probably a good thing.
Yep. Yeah, it seems like it'd be a little premature to let him out now. It's been, what, a week and a half or so? So the guy was arrested for attacking Dave Chappelle on stage, asked for his bond to be reduced. It's at $30,000 right now, and said, you should let me out on my own recognizance. You're like, you just stormed a stage and had a gun that was really a knife and tackled Dave Chappelle in the middle of a show. Like, maybe your own recognizance doesn't print right
and
now.
And if you can't get enough people in your life to come up with $3,000.
Because that's what you need. You need 10% of what the actual bond is.
To hire a bail bonds company to get that money out, to get you out, then you know you probably should stay in there.
Yep. If convicted, he faces up to 18 months in the county jail. Of course, he's not going to serve that much time, but he is due back in court on May 20th. So we'll see what happens, but he's been charged with four misdemeanors, including possession of a weapon with intent to assault. So, I mean, it's pretty serious stuff, and hopefully he does spend a little bit of time in jail because there needs to be a reset for that
and
guy.
And be on probation for a long time because this person's deranged.
Well, I mean, I also...
And violent.
Well, also just, like, setting precedent, and I think would have been great with Will Smith. Yeah. That you can't do this kind of thing and get away with it.
Well, what this guy did was much worse than what Will Smith did. I mean, physically...
Well, because he could have killed him.
Right, yeah. Because he
had
a knife
and he tackled him. And, like, that was, again, what Will Smith did was a bitch move and definitely assault.
Yep.
What this guy did was much worse.
See, but, I mean, you just see it and you mirror what you see on TV.
So, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are in this trial right now. And
it is messy.
It is messy, and everyone seems to be very addicted to it because all the salacious details that are coming out about both of them. But now there's all these rumors that Johnny Depp is dating his hot lawyer.
He is not dating his lawyer.
But there's all these people putting these montages together of them, like, touching.
It's just gross. It's because they're...
We just feed off of that kind of stuff.
No, it's just, it's like, oh, she's a pretty woman, and so, of course, they have to be dating. No, it's she's a highly skilled, top-of-the-line, one of the best, you know, divorce lawyers out there. Or not divorce lawyers, but lawyers
out there. Crisis lawyers,
who's handling one of the highest-profile cases in the country right now. It's just... feels kind of demeaning to me by, oh, they're probably, that's exactly who it's demeaning to.
It's like the reason why she got hired is because she's pretty or like because she won.
Together.
Yeah, because they're sleeping together. Like,
No. People are just saying like they appear to be kind of flirty. And then the rebuttal wasn't exactly ironclad. They're like, no, they're very friendly with each other. And she's off the market right now. She's been dating this British real estate person for a couple of months.
See, what I find interesting is like, okay, so say they are dating or whatever, or say that they're even just friends. There is nothing wrong if they are both two single people and that they are friends.
Who cares?
You can have intimate, you can touch someone and it be considered a form of friendship intimacy. Not everything has to be sexualized, and I find that bizarre.
I'm so interested why so many adults act like we're still in middle school with this type of thing, right? Because it's like everyone's just so
their lives are boring,
enamored with the idea that, like, if Johnny Depp and his lawyer are sleeping together,
who cares?
Who cares?
Same thing with the guys.
And if they're not, who cares?
Who are, you know, having affairs, who are CEOs of company. I don't care. Are they running the company well? So be it. So let me ask you this, because
Amber Turd, I hadn't heard that before. That's good.
That's a pretty old one.
Is it?
Yeah. Have thought of John Cena to be kind of a weirdo because, you know, when he got, I believe, divorced or broke up with Nikki Bella.
Yep.
Or when he was getting together with her, he made her sign an NDA. So.
Which seems strange to normal people, right?
It doesn't, though.
But if you're a celebrity.
My wife and I are very...
You have an NDA between you and your wife?
No, we've talked about actually signing NDAs. We're both on board with this.
You guys are...
What are you talking about? What could you possibly reveal about your wife?
It doesn't matter what I could reveal about her or what she could... It's saying anything about a relationship that can be taken out of context that isn't privy to the rest of the world.
I have an idea. How about just don't do it?
Yeah. Well...
No, I know, but like...
Like, everything doesn't need to be on paper.
And paper.
Put it on paper while you still like each other. Same thing with the prenup.
Or just don't be a total a-hole, and even when you don't like each other, still be an adult.
Well, we know how we are. We know that we are vindictive people, and I don't know. I just don't think it's as crazy as I once thought it was, because seeing what happened with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard right now, and we're seeing these relationships get litigated in the public eye.
I like that you're like, all right, Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, John Cena, Nikki Bella, Mahoney and his wife. Yeah, like all definitely on the same. Like anyone's going to be
interested. I've got a public job. She's got a public job. Anything, especially with the advent of social media.
We do a local radio show. Pump the brakes.
You can ruin somebody with saying some stuff like that. That's just taken out of context.
You can ruin somebody by saying an NDA means that you can't disclose what happened.
But who could ruin you the most? It wouldn't be me. It would be your wife. And who could you ruin the most? It would be her. Because you already have.
NDAs don't protect against that. I have ruined her.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So you're giving Johnny Knoxville for his little brother being a comedian. Went to school to be a clown. And that's what he made of himself. And doing what he did. Hats off to him.
Message deleted.
It was Steve-O who went to clown college. And being a clown is a very, very, very hard job.
Well, I mean, you think about like Steve-O and Johnny Knoxville and Chris Pontius, the whole cast, right? You can make an argument that they are professional clowns just without the makeup, right? Like they're doing these ridiculous stunts. There's a lot of, you know, very unsuccessful clowns out there. And that's the sad thing.
Those are the birthday
John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, if you're Johnny Knoxville, you got a great gig, man.
Johnny Knoxville Everyone was loves an actor Johnny. Before he was in Jackass.
Everyone loves Johnny Knoxville. What are you laughing at?
I just said that John Wayne Gacy was a really bad clown. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, he murdered a bunch of people.
Yeah, the killer?
Yeah.
Fat piece of garbage.
He's a really bad clown.
That murdered people.
Was he a clown?
Yes.
There's a Netflix special on it right now that I'm sure you've watched.
Yes, there's been so many. But yeah, he was a clown. And it's pretty. Oh, boy, actually, just kidding. Who's pretty successful as a clown? Gonzo in our chat said twitch.tv.
And Gonzo would not.
Yeah,
Pogo did very, very, very well. He actually is famous for the line everybody loves a clown. They could even get away with murder.
Oh!
My buddy's dad investigated him and had a Pogo the Clown painting in his house. Ah. It was the most frightening painting
I've
ever
seen. Is this
true?
I didn't know that. I'm learning a lot about clowns today. The Real Hades said Sacha Baron Cohen is also a highly trained and professional clown. Had no idea.
Clown school is very tough.
Have you been to clown school?
My cousin went to clown school.
Do you graduate from clown school?
Yeah, she graduated. Yep.
What do you get when you graduate? Do you get it as like a diploma?
You get a name. And then you get a particular pattern of face paint. It's
Who gives you the name? Is there like a chief clown that decides on your name?
Yeah, there is like a clown kind of like, how can I put this?
Clown commander.
Society. Yeah. Oh. This is a society of clowns. They give you your name and your face paint.
Well, what if you hate it? Can you petition for a different name and face paint?
No.
It is what it is.
It's like when you're in radio and you become Boner. I don't care if you're 60 years old now. You were Boner. You're still always Boner.
Dang it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right. So I want to know if you have a story about you or someone you know being an absolute party legend, just crushing it.
Message deleted.
Well, I mean, if you look at Burt Kreischer's Van Wilder. I mean, the movie Van Wilder was written about Burt Kreischer's time in college.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No way.
100%. Van Wilder is Burt Kreischer.
Really?
Yes.
I had no idea. I didn't know. I didn't know Burt Kreischer was that or Kreischer was that relevant for that long.
I mean, if you think about guys who've been like the peak of partying for decades, Burt was the dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Shocked. Interesting. But we don't know him personally.
No.
Okay. Is there anybody who...
Yeah, but I mean, all of the people that I know personally that are like, were the party legends are just
sad now.
They're the sad clowns now. They're just the old, drunk, annoying guy.
You got to stop. I mean, I was, when we would have events for the station, it was like my job to get drunk as hell.
Nobody told you that was your job, by the way.
Our boss did.
No, he did not.
Chris Ripley did.
No, because Chris Ripley, every time after one of those events, would call you into his office and scold you.
So you got to reel it back just a little.
Reel it back just a little?
Yeah, that's what a good manager does.
You were the fun guy. I mean, you were the guy. But you had a line in the sand that you drew, and you said, I can no longer be this guy because, one, I'll get divorced, and, two, I'm just too old. And you know what?
Yeah, there was a time. Time to pass the baton.
Yeah.
Pass the beer.
So you were saying that the people are like kind of sad if they are still in their party phase?
Dude, if you're like a 45-year-old fat frat boy, Yeah, yeah, tell me that's not like, or if you're the guy at the bar who's trying to pick up 18-year-old girls or 19-year-old girls.
Do you ever do that? Like
45?
If you moved away from your hometown, like you go back to the same bar and there's like the same guy standing at the same corner of the same bar hitting on college chicks, only he's 43, and you're like, oh, man.
Okay, so, but then what happens if they are at the bar, because you said at the bar, and they're prowling, is that still considered sad?
Yes.
On college chicks, if you're 40?
Yeah.
Well, college chicks, but I'm just talking in general, because you can be a mutual 40-year-old woman and be partying
as
well.
That's different. Oh, that's completely different. You're going to like a blue martini or a more upscale place.
It's the level of class, is what makes it.
It really is.
Yes. If you're still going to the $2 drink place, it's trashy. If you're paying $12 a drink, it's cool.
Yep.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So I don't know why you guys think that space is great. Space is terrifying and awful and disgusting in every way.
It's the final frontier.
We are not going to be alive long enough for it to be the final frontier for us. You think that...
You have children who are alive today.
My kids are not going to need to go to space in order to survive.
They may.
They will not.
You don't think so? World War III is right around the corner, dude.
Oh, so you think World War III, like we're just going to be able to hop on a lifeboat like it's the Titanic and just cruise on out to outer space? You think...
Rich people are.
You think Elon's going to just let us hop in one of his rockets and
go? You're going to have to start selling some stuff, make some more money. But yeah,
selling some stuff and make some money, and then
then your kids will be able to live.
There's nothing sustainable in space right now.
Well, in our direct orbit,
instead of going to space, if there's a nuclear holocaust, I'm just going to go to Canada.
They're not going to take you. It's hard to get in there.
No, there's a bunch of border. I'll just sneak in.
Nah.
Yeah.
What, are you going to take a boat across?
Yes.
One of the lakes.
You ever been to the Boundary Waters in Minnesota?
No, I haven't. Just
boat right over.
Okay.
It's fine. The reason why I say space sucks, and that remains my position, it has always been my position, is because a robot on Mars just detected the biggest earthquake ever felt on another planet. A Martian tremor with a magnitude of 5 on the Richter scale was detected this week. They call it a record-breaking Mars quake.
Was Kevin Bacon involved in this in any way, shape, or form?
What movie would that be from, Mahoney?
That'd be Tremors. But I'm thinking if we combine John Carpenter and Kevin Bacon, we could have Tremors on Mars.
Kevin Bacon's got a weird face.
He's had a weird face for a long time, and it's only getting weirder.
Have you watched any of the Moon Knight series and seen Ethan Hawke? Ethan Hawke right now looks like Kevin Bacon.
Oh,
it's kind of weird.
Is that another layer of Kevin Baconception or whatever it is? Another layer.
7 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
I thought it was 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
No, now it's 7.
Now it's 7 because the Ethan Hawke. Okay.
7 faces of Kevin Bacon now.
That does rhyme though.
I saw him and his brother perform at a theater in suburban Chicago once, and it was one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
Bacon Brothers.
You saw the Bacon Brothers?
They're
Bacon
Brothers?
Good. Did you buy a ticket to the Bacon Brothers?
I did, and then we went bowling right after.
How much was the ticket to the Bacon Brothers?
$25.
Was it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I feel like that's a pretty good deal.
It was awesome.
Long ago was this?
2008.
Okay. Okay, so I mean, I feel like tickets have gone up a lot since then.
You were in high
$35.
School. You were in high school and you were like, yes, bro, let's go see the
Who did you go with?
My girlfriend at the time, but I wanted just to go and heckle. I wanted Kevin to do the monologue from Footloose, the We Just Want to Dance monologue at the end. So
your thought was you're going to go there and heckle him into doing the Footloose monologue?
Yeah, but I got too drunk.
And then you did cut loose.
I did.
Yeah.
We went bowling afterwards.
How'd you bowl?
Break out your Sunday shoes.
I bowled horribly.
You were that drunk?
Yeah, drunk.
It happens.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all.
One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.